This is TechSci Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on August 4th, 2026. Egypt's startup funding scene has taken the top spot in Africa, with $190 million invested in the first quarter of 2026, surpassing Nigeria, Kenya, and South Africa. This shift is driven by a growing number of investors looking to tap into the country's large and growing market, as well as its relatively favorable business environment. For builders and investors, this means that Egypt is now a key market to watch, and those looking to expand their operations in Africa should consider the country's unique opportunities and challenges. Can this momentum be sustained, or will other markets regain their footing? As the GSMA postpones MWC Kigali, the question on everyone's mind is what this means for the region's telecom industry. The event, which was supposed to be Africa's biggest telecom gathering, has been delayed due to a regional Ebola emergency, highlighting the challenges of hosting large events in areas with health concerns. For operators and investors, this postponement is a reminder that infrastructure and logistics are just as important as innovation and technology, and that the physical reality of hosting events can be a major hurdle. What does this mean for the future of large events in Africa, and how will organizers adapt to these challenges? The collapse of Livestock Wealth, a South African crowd farming startup, serves as a cautionary tale for agri-fintech companies. After an 11-year run, the company was wound up by a court, raising hard questions about the sustainability of such models. For agri-fintech investors, this collapse highlights the importance of rigorous due diligence and a deep understanding of the agricultural sector, as well as the need for robust risk management and contingency planning. Which markets will let data centers self-generate and sell surplus to the grid, and how will this impact the agri-fintech sector? Village Capital's investment in Ghana's Rivia Clinics is a significant development in the health tech space, marking the first investment under its Africa Ecosystem Catalysts facility. This deal highlights the growing importance of local capital formation, as well as the need for innovative healthcare solutions in Africa. For health tech startups, this investment is a reminder that local investors are increasingly looking to back companies that can drive real impact, and that a strong understanding of the local market and regulatory environment is crucial for success. How will this investment impact the broader health tech ecosystem in Africa? And what does it mean for the future of healthcare innovation on the continent? That has been TechSci Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSci Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeza.